It was set to be a routine meeting of defence ministers at NATO headquarters in Brussels, but as instability worsened in Ukraine, the Western military alliance was forced to react to escalating border tensions with Russia. NATO Secretary General Anders Rasmussen warned Moscow not to take any steps to aggravate the crisis.
We have no information indicating that Russia has any plans to intervene militarily. We need steps that can cool down the whole situation, and that's a responsibility for all parties involved.
The reaction follows a takeover of a parliament in Ukraine's southern and predominantly Russian region of Crimea and a recent Russian military exercise along the Ukrainian border, which NATO admits has not made things easy, and it's rung alarm bells in Washington as well. Despite being concerned about what Russia's doing, officials at the NATO meetings were reticent to accuse Moscow of any wrongdoing. Instead, they urged all parties involved to hold back from action which could cause a flare-up. The US Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, says American and Russian counterparts will be in touch over the next couple of days to discuss the situation.
We're following this very closely, obviously. We all are. The United States surely is. Until we know more details and what's really happened there, who's in charge, I think the focus should be on let's keep the tensions down. Let's see no provocative actions by anyone, any military. These are difficult times. We all understand that. But this is a time for very cool, wise leadership.
Also on the agenda was Afghanistan. Last week, US President Barack Obama announced he would pull all troops out of the country by the end of the year if Afghan President Hamid Karzai continues to refuse to sign a bilateral security agreement. That sentiment was echoed here by NATO Secretary General Rasmussen.
Without the necessary legal framework, there simply cannot be a deployment after 2014. No security agreement, no troops and trainers. These are the hard facts. So today we agreed the need to plan for all possible outcomes, including the possibility that we may not be able to deploy to Afghanistan after 2014 due to the persistent delays we have seen. Let me be clear, that is not the outcome we want. And it is not the outcome that we think is in the interest of the Afghan people. However, it might be the unfortunate outcome if there is no security agreement in due time. This is what is at stake.
The Afghan security issue, while important in the long term, was slightly overshadowed by the more pressing events currently happening in Ukraine. NATO's influence in the Ukrainian situation may be limited, but it hopes that Russia and Western allies will keep out militarily and allow Ukraine to forge its own future. For Checkpoint, I'm Jack Parrock in Brussels. From Brussels for Morning Report, Jack Parrock. I'm Jack Parrock in Brussels for World Watch.